FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A British tourist has been killed in a terror attack in Tunisia, which David Cameron's calling a brutal outrage. Sally AD was one of at least 20 people killed when gunmen opened fire at a museum in the country's capital. 9 people have since been arrested. The Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, says the government are doing all they can to help bring those behind the attack to justice.
We are working with the Tunisian authorities to track down those responsible for this event. We've offered the Tunisian authorities all the cooperation of our agencies and our security authorities.
KMFM News.
People who suffer breathing difficulties, like those with asthma, are being warned to carry their inhalers with them today. Air pollution from Europe has blown over and is mixing with homegrown smog to create a problem. It'll mainly hit Cornwall and some areas in Wales and northern England. A 50-year-old man's being questioned by police after 2 others were taken to hospital following a stabbing in Folkestone. Police and ambulance crews were called to a block of flats on Marine Gardens just after 5:30 last night.
This is KMFM News.
A Sheppey man's been found guilty of attacking his flatmate with a meat cleaver. A court heard how Peter McKay had been drinking vodka at a flat on Winster Road when he hit his victim on the head and neck last September. The 35-year-old will be sentenced next month. Special measures to ease disrupted train journeys between Kent and London Bridge are being criticised by campaigners. Network Rail's apologised for delays and overcrowding at the station as rebuilding works carried out. Bosses are now planning to bring in extra staff and better advanced warnings, but John Nicholson from the Alliance of Kent Commuters has another suggestion.
Offer people travelling through London Bridge, if not a reduction on their season tickets. I know that the rail operating companies manage those fares, but perhaps Network Rail could divert some of those resources into helping those people who travel up on a regular basis.
Concerns are growing for a 16-year-old girl who's been missing from Herne Bay for nearly 3 weeks. Jamie Charles was last seen on the 1st of March. She's confirmed with police she was safe and well just over a week later, but nobody's heard from her since. We put her picture at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
We're being urged not to flush wet wipes down the toilet, as it's revealed Kent's beaches have got dirtier. More than 21,000 items of litter were found during a clean-up of 14 beaches in the county last year, 9,000 pieces more than 2013. Charlotte Coombs is from the Marine Conservation Society.
No one wants to go and see a dirty beach, and you know, local industries can suffer if tourists are not attracted to the area because they think it's dirty. So that can be a big problem, but you know, it's also causing suffering for marine wildlife.
And a Kent care home has become the setting for a new movie. The Carer, which is about a famous actor who forms a close bond with the immigrant looking after him, is currently being shot at Sutton Valence in Maidstone. It stars Brian Cox, who's in 2 of the Bourne movies, and Amelia Fox from Silent Witness. Liz Day is the home's manager.
We've already seen them shooting some films outside. I think when somebody heard them shout action, a couple of people ran to the window and had a quick look. Brian Cox has been here this morning, and then I think there's a young actress, a new actress that's also taking part.
KMFM Sport.
Football, and there'll be no British teams in tomorrow's Champions League quarter-final draw. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, Manchester City ended hopes last night as they were knocked out by Barcelona. City lost 1-0 on the night and 3-1 on aggregate. Meantime, Tottenham's Harry Kane could get his first call up to the senior England squad later. The striker's likely to be in the party for the upcoming Euro 2016 qualifier with Lithuania, as well as a friendly with Italy. Rugby and England have brought in Jeff Parling for their crucial Six Nations clash with France on Saturday. The second row replaces Dave Attwood, who drops out of the 23 altogether. England go into the match at Twickenham, leading the table on points difference from Ireland and Wales. And Andy Murray will face Feliciano Lopez in the quarterfinals at the Indian Wells Masters later today. Last night, he got past Frenchman Adrien Manarino in straight sets. Murray says he's been pleased with his form at the tournament.
I haven't given up too many free points. I've made a lot of returns in play. I feel like I've moved well, and I've been hitting the ball quite heavy from the back of the court, so it's not been easy for my opponents to attack.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.